This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. Take a screen break today with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer water and sweat resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And some of our biggest media conglomerates who claim to be avatars of the First Amendment and free exchange of ideas, they've really become cheerleaders for censorship.
This woke corporate America is based on lies.
And it's also time that we sent the signal that no corporation is above the law.
How many times have I told you to bow down to our corporate overlords?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Now, language does matter. We learned that in the last 4 years, how you use it and what you say.
We're looking for a range of creative ways to get directly connected to white conservative communities.
All right, guys, ideas.
You know, an example is Dr. Collins participated in the 700 Club. We're also looking for, we've run PSAs on The Deadliest Catch. We're engaged with NASCAR and Country Music TV.
I know you think you know everything about me, but you don't.
This is the care economy? It's baloney.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
What are they going to run to reach me? I don't watch TV anymore. I did this weekend for a few hours. But I'm not going to watch that BS. You know, Officer Mark was saying last night, even the History Channel now has moonbat shows. It's all moonbats doing everything on all these networks. Just like I've said for months now that all magazines are the same. They're all woke, and they all have the same ads, and they're all pushing the same agendas. It's the same thing with almost all of the networks too. You know what am I gonna be watching on cable or network TV? I'm not going to watch CMT. Why don't they bring back Hee Haw? That might get me to watch something. Hee Haw, I was. Flipping around, I thought Lawrence Welk was still on. I was just going to watch it because sometimes they have cutaways of my aunt and my uncle because they used to go out there and go to get Lawrence Welk's tickets when they were out in L.A. visiting their son, my cousin. But they don't even have Lawrence Welk on anymore, you know, on Saturday nights on the PBS station. So I don't give a damn, and I never cared about Lawrence Welk. I was just looking for pictures of my ancestors. Anyway, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. You know, I think the worst story today, and as always, there are a lot of terrible stories in the news, but the worst story is the firing of the manager of the city of Brooklyn Center in Minnesota. This is the guy. He's a black guy, and so he was asked when the mayor said that he wanted the police officer who shot the black 20-year-old to be fired. The next guy up was the city manager, and his name is Bagani, and where is his first name? His name is Bagani, and so Bagani said, the reporter said, now do you want him fired too? And he said, all employees working for the city of Brooklyn Center are entitled to due process with respect to discipline. This employee will receive due process, and that's really all I can say today.
Very fake news.
And so then the reporter said, well, what about the valuation of black life? You know, just giving him a chance to virtue signal and, you know, beat his breast and, you know, pour ashes over his head. The city manager said, you know, I understand and appreciate the comment that you made and why you said it. But if I were to answer that question, I would be contradicting what I said a moment ago, which is to say that all employees are entitled to due process. And after that, due process discipline will be determined. If I were to say anything else, I would actually be contradicting the idea of due process. So what happened immediately after he said that?
As of this morning, we have the resignation. We have received a resignation, a letter from Officer Kim Porter.
That's what a shot. Right.
And in addition to that, we have also received a letter of resignation from the police chief.
But earlier, they had fired the city manager for saying that he thought that there should be a due process here. His name is Kurt Bogany, B-O-G-A-N-E-Y. And listen to why one of the city councilors said she voted to fire him. At a virtual council workshop, council member Chris Lawrence Anderson said she voted to remove the city manager because she feared for her property and retaliation by protesters if she had voted to keep him. He was doing a great job, she said. I respect him dearly. I didn't want repercussions at a personal level. Are you kidding me? She was afraid of the mob. That if she didn't fire the city manager, who's black, by the way, not that that should mean anything, but I guess it does. She would be targeted. Not that this isn't happening elsewhere. I mean, look what they did to the homes of some of the Boston city councilors last spring when they refused to defund the Boston Police Department. This is mob rule in the United States of America. They forced this guy out, and of course they were going to get rid of the police chief, and they were going to get well, they already have, and they were going to get rid of the cop. I mean, the cop was that was a disastrous decision she made. I mean, right from top to bottom. I mean, you know, it's, I guess, standard police procedure to carry your service weapon, the firearm, on your strong side. You know, if you're a right-hander, you carry it on your right side. Then you carry the taser on your left side. And there's a number of reasons, because, of course, you tend to go with your strong hand first. The other reason is the service revolver, or Glock in this case, a semi-automatic, is heavier, much heavier. It's like over 2 pounds, whereas the taser is only about 8 ounces. Now, how the hell she could confuse the taser with the firearm is ridiculous. You know, and, you know, one thing I'll say that it's not, I don't think is getting enough play, and I'm not going to say she's a woman. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say she's a union boss. I'll bet that most of her career has been spent in union politics, negotiating. That's the way it is with police departments in cities above a certain size. And there are these double standards that go on in all these police departments. Just look at the city of Boston right now. You have the former head of the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, apparently a real monster, named Patrick Rose. And he went on the job in like 1994, and he was accused of pedophilia in 1995, and he stayed on the job all these years. All these years he stayed on the job until he was outed recently. They had all this stuff in the records, and the police department always kept it hushed up under the various mayors. Not that there were a lot of mayors. There was Menino, and then there was Marty Walsh. And so now you have a new mayor. They're pushing to get the records out. But at the same time, they brought in a new police commissioner who's also up from the ranks. He's a guy named White. He's from Upham's Corner, and Dorchester. And he was apparently accused of abusing his then-wife, now ex-wife, back in the 1990s. And he was brought on the job. He was then suspended, and now some of the powers that be are buying full-page ads in the newspaper saying, bring Dennis White back. No one's buying ads to bring Patrick Rose back. I'm not saying that it's, you know, Rose's crimes are much worse than Dennis White's alleged crimes are worse than Dennis White's alleged crimes. But a lot of this is just politics. But, you know, it's really out of control when people don't have some kind of due process. You know, the thing is, I've complained a lot about how the Massachusetts state cops remain on the job, or they get pensions. And they don't lose the pensions until they're actually convicted of a felony. But that's part of the union contract. And you know, it's just very irritating that they continue to work, or they continue to get pensions after they've been caught stealing money. But you have to have some kind of process. You have to have some kind of rules and laws. You can't just have somebody fired and lose their livelihood and lose everything because there's a mob out there. And you know that the city manager is trying to do the right thing, but you fire him because you, an elected official, are afraid of the mob. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. Amazing. That's this is really bad, the situation. And you know, Minnesota used to be a nice place. I mean, it was liberal. You know, you had Hubert Horatio Humphrey and Fritz Mondale and all those people like that, and the Democrat Farmer Labor Party. But they were the Eugene McCarthy, a former college professor who ran for president against LBJ. But, you know, they were all pretty decent people. I mean, this is almost a failed state now that Minnesota has become, and this is just the worst example yet. And I can't believe there's not more outrage about this guy Kurt Bagany being fired. He did the right thing. He said everything that an official, elected or appointed, is supposed to say. And he took a principal stand, and they fired him within hours. Hours. Where was it? Where was his due process? 844-500-4242. We'll take some. We got a cheap bastard deal coming up, and then we'll take some calls as we go through the day. You may have just received a special email from me about Balance 7. All my energy is thanks to Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid you take three times a day to break down the acid in your body. You feel better, and I personally sleep better. It also reduces acid reflux and heartburn. Often I'm asked to try products, and I can be very skeptical of claims. But with Balance 7, it was all 100% true. With Balance 7, I don't feel my energy starting to flag as the day wears on. By allowing me to sleep better at night, I have more mental clarity during the day. Balance 7 is a highly alkalizing concentrate. That means it reduces the acids that have built up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day, and you will feel the difference.
I imagine you're going to be using a lot of Balance 7 once you get back up here to Massachusetts. We've got all the VIPs coming back, and a lot of fried food and some, you know, great tomato sauce dishes, a lot of great stuff, but it's going to be wreaking havoc on all our digestive systems. So
that's good. My doctor told me I wasn't getting enough marinara sauce, but I'm sure I'll be overdoing it once I get back.
Do you need a prescription for that?
I'm also down in my sodium nitrite levels too, but I'd take care of that with sausage and pepperoni. Balance 7 is made of safe, all-natural ingredients. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or sleep issues, give Balance 7 a try. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order your one-month supply at balance7.com. Use code word HOWIEFREE to save $10 off your first order and free shipping. Be one of the first 50 to purchase Balance 7 and receive smooth skin. That's an exfoliant and deep cleansing skin conditioner valued at $13.99 for free. Order now and receive $10 off your first order for a 30-day supply, free shipping, and a chance to get smooth skin conditioner at no charge, all by using my code word HOWIEFREE. That's HOWIEFREE. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right, we're all looking for ways to support people who support us rather than want to cancel us and take away our livelihoods and all of our pleasures and our basic fundamental civil rights, human rights. Today's cheap bastard deal is for Covfefe Coffee, making coffee great again. At Covfefe, they provide proud Americans access to world-class coffee without having to fund your political and cultural opponents. Check out Project Veritas today. They have more sound and video of the CNN people talking about how they destroyed Trump, and the next thing they're going to push is a global climate crisis. You don't want to be helping out those kind of people. Neither do I. Covfefe Coffee stand by their world-class taste and customer support. Covfefe is coffee for deplorables by deplorables. Their website is doyoucovfefe.com. You know where that comes from. That's an old Donald Trump tweet from way back when he said Covfefe. No one knows what he meant exactly, but it's Covfefe. It's spelled C-O-V-F-E-F-E. Covfefe. DoYouCovfefe.com. As part of today's Cheap Bastard deal, you can get 2 1-pound bags of Covfefe's MAGA Dark Roast. That's what I've been drinking lately, and so is Grace. And Drain the Swamp Medium Roast by going to HowieCarShow.com and clicking store. This is a $40 value, and you can get 2 1-pound bags for just $20. With us now is Paul from Covfefe Coffee. Paul, first of all, let me tell you, I really like your coffee. It's excellent. And know that I'm not supporting somebody who's having a meeting on Sunday morning to discuss how to make sure the Democrats never lose another election. That makes the coffee taste even better for me.
Well, that's great to hear, and thanks for having me.
So tell us about Covfefe Coffee. Where are you guys from? Where are you out of, Paul?
We are based in North Dakota.
Wow, the heartland, and you started last year, and you've had some problems with cancel culture, right? What has cancel culture tried to do to your website, doyoucovfefe.com?
Well, we've had a number of run-ins with our corporate overlords. We actually started about 3 years ago, I think in the fall of 2018 is when we had launched the product, and at that point in time, we were trying to really get our brand awareness through Amazon, and believe it or not, we were the 2018 number one new release coffee on Amazon, and they eventually banned us. We took it as a badge of honor, but I mean, we looking at things through the lens of today's political landscape, they're just punishing us for success because, you know, we don't have the right politics, and the only people that can be successful in this country are the
people. Wow, how much money are they making when they can take their number one new product of the year in coffee division and just toss it out the window? That is huge money.
They've got they're best friends with China, and they've got a special boat specifically for Amazon to bring all their cheap crap over and peddle it on Amazon. So they're not hurting for money.
Wow. So how did Newsmax and other outlets find out about it?
So it, like I said, it started the Amazon thing. You know, they started restricting our advertising, and, you know, we tried taking steps to, you know, they have a powerful tool with their advertising, and that nothing ever came of that. And then they just eventually banned us. And then, so, you know, the next round of cancel culture, if you will, was with Chase Bank, and we had been using those guys for about 2 years on our website for our payment processing with no problem, no hiccups, no nothing. They were fine for us. And then one day we just happened to get an email from Chase WePay Payments, and they just said that we've violated their terms of service, which we can't figure out, but there's a reason why they leave their terms of service weaponized and vague. And so we tried to appeal it, and they never got back to us. And some people in the conservative sphere of news media happened to get wind of it, and it was like a wildfire. It's really a great
product, and you ought to try it out. It's great for Mother's Day is coming up, Father's Day is coming up. And go to their website too. You know, buy the coffee through us, through the Cheap Bastard deal. You'll get a really good deal. But check out the website, Covfefe, doyoucovfefe.com. There are some great mugs on there. I like your mask mug. It sums up my attitude towards mugs perfectly. Take this mask and shove it up your It's great, Paul. I can't say the last word on the public airways, but it's great. Go to HowieCarshow.com. And the cheap bastard deal today is Covfefe coffee. It's made by deplorables for deplorables. Two bags for $20. It's a great deal. I'm Howard Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Well, we're sold out of the Covfefe on the cheap bastard deal. It really is a good coffee, and you're gonna check it out. The website, doyoucovfefe.com. It's just the mugs are fantastic. They got one with the sort of the outline of Donald Trump's face, you know, without making it too obvious, so they run into copyright problems. And then they have the one about the mask, very direct and blunt statement about how they feel about the mask and about how I feel about the mask and probably how you feel about the mask as well. But go to doyoucovfefe.com, and it's sold out, the cheap bastard deal. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Improve your digestion and get more energy with Balance 7. Save $10 off your first order today and receive a free bottle of their smooth skin spray with code word Howie Free at Balance7.com. That's another good deal. Howie Free at Balance7.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you still take the J&J vaccine if you were offered?
Well, I've had the Moderna, so I don't need it. But the mailroom manager was supposed to get hers today, and they called her up at like 8:30 and told her we're not giving it out. We've been told to pull it from the shelf. But I would take it. I would still take it. I trust Rand Paul more than I trust Anthony Fauci, and he says it's safe.
34% say they would still take it, but they may have gotten vaccinated already. So. Who knows?
Wow. Only 34% are going. You know, Trump sent out an email today saying that this was a political decision and that they want to protect Pfizer, which is more of a woke company than Johnson & Johnson. And we have the sound cut, too, from Rand Paul about how he thinks it's safe as well. Cut 11.
You mentioned the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Very, very safe. And if you're over 80, without question, it's the only one you can get, take it. If you're over 70, take it. But it does depend on your age. If you're under 25, the chance of dying from this is 1 in 1,000,000. So your risk factors do depend on whether you take a vaccine. It's not the same for everybody.
So he's saying it depends on your demographic group that you're in. But he did say more about Dr. Fauci here. Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci, boy, are they in a minctorating match, you might say, political-wise. Play cut 10.
Almost everything out there is good news. This is why I so much think Dr. Fauci should be voluntarily removed from TV, because what he says is such a disservice and such fear-mongering, and almost all of what he says isn't even matched by the science of his own institute. So really what we need to do is hear from a lot of different experts, and then people need to realize that the risk factors are different depending on your age.
Removed from TV voluntarily. You're going to need the jaws of life to pry him out of the studio.
I don't think so, Ran. I'm here to stay.
Doctor.
I'm the best thing on television.
Yeah, you've been a practicing physician all these years. I've been on TV. Who knows more about medicine than me?
I'm a doctor, and I play one on TV, so ha.
Yeah, I'm better known than all those old-time guys, Marcus Welby, Dr. Kildare. God.
Hey, Howie, do you want me to read the statement from Trump? Because it's pretty funny.
Yeah, go ahead, read it.
All right, he says, the Biden administration did a terrible disservice to people throughout the world by allowing the FDA and CDC to call a pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. The results of this vaccine have been extraordinary, but now its reputation will be permanently challenged. The people who have already taken the vaccine will be up in arms, and perhaps all of this was done for politics, or perhaps it's the FDA's love of Pfizer. The FDA, especially with longtime bureaucrats within, has to be controlled. They should not be able to do such damage for possibly political reasons, or maybe because their friends at Pfizer have suggested it. They'll do things like this to make themselves look important. Remember, it was the FDA working with Pfizer who announced the vaccine approval 2 days after the 2020 presidential election. They didn't like me very much because I pushed them extremely hard. But if I didn't, you wouldn't have a vaccine for 3 to 5 years, or maybe not at all. It takes them years to act. Do your testing, clean up the record, and get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine back online quickly. The only way we defeat the China virus is with our great vaccines.
By the way, Grace, did you see that a Maine state rep, he's from Chelsea, he's a Republican, he responded to some letter that a constituent had written, and he said, oh, this is what we have to do to defeat the China virus. And so today, Chelsea rep accused of racist letter. He referred to the China virus. You just heard the president of the United States calling it the China virus. It came from China. What are you supposed to call it?
I know. I just think it's funny because even though now Trump has to put out these statements, first of all, he does get to kind of summarize things so you're not getting as many short tweets. But also, I kind of thought once he started putting these out that someone else was going to be kind of, you know, piecing them together. But you can tell he's still writing them because the way he says things like, they didn't like me very much because I pushed them extremely hard.
You know, I know I'm going to sound like a snob, and he went to an Ivy League college and I didn't, but I knew he was writing it when he said it's possessive, IT apostrophe S. I said, Donald Trump wrote this one by himself.
Yeah. No, I know. There are certain things he writes where you go, oh, wow, that's him. Like, he loves the word extremely. And you know how when we write, it's like, if you don't have to say very, you don't say it, or, you know, right. So much. But he loves those words. He can't help himself. All right. So I have a lot of other news to get to, Howie. Do you mind if I go through some of this sound?
Yeah. By the way, Grace, we've told people how to get on the Trump mailing list. It's not an exclusive list. You can get on it. Taylor, if you can send it out one more time, just, a link to how to get on the Trump mailing list, because it does give you sometimes you want to read it, sometimes you don't. But it's a lot of fun to be on the list.
Yeah, I'll figure out exactly how to get on it, Howie, and then I'll tweet it out from your account.
Okay, thanks.
Everyone should be on it. It's fun to get them. I mean, he's definitely sending them out more and more often. In the beginning, it was like one a week, but now I get like two or three a day. So
right. Well, he told the mailroom manager that. She said, we enjoy it. And he said, yeah, I'm getting to love it. I've said this before in the year. He said, yeah, I'm getting to like him a lot more than Twitter, because I have more room.
Yeah, he's feeling like a columnist.
You can kind of air it out.
Yeah, he's feeling like a columnist, except Howie, he's not restrained by any limits. Howie, actually, before I get to the sound here, this is a breaking story from the New York Post. I don't know if you've seen it. Cuomo, now I see this on the front page, and there's a picture of Andrew Cuomo photoshopped into a picture of Fredo Corleone, Michael, and the actual Godfather Vito, and then there's Andrew Cuomo on the side, and it says mob mentality. Cuomo reportedly once compared himself to the Godfather character. Now, we've heard him compare himself to at least Al Pacino when he was doing the whole Dr. Fauci back and forth, but this is the interesting part, Howie. It says Cuomo reportedly once compared himself to Godfather character, boasted about sex prowess.
Oh my God.
So needless to say, this just took precedence
Maybe my memory is getting fuzzy because I haven't seen the Godfather movies in a few years, but I don't recall Don Vito Corleone ever bragging about his sexual prowess.
Well, no, they had actual things to get done. You know, they had business to take care of. they wouldn't spend time on that nonsense.
Judges to bribe.
Yeah.
Island nations to control.
Exactly. Now, before I read you guys this, I want to let you know that Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4 XLE. It's a great car, but even more importantly, the process of leasing it was so easy with everyone at Toyota of Portsmouth. They have a wonderful showroom. The people there, from the financing to the salespeople, they're so helpful. My friend Brad is there if you want to ask for him. The entire staff is incredible. They're located just south of the Portsmouth Traffic Circle off 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them Grace sent you. All right, so I'm reading this fresh, so I hope it's not anything that's going to get me in trouble. Governor Andrew Cuomo once likened himself to hot-headed mob leader Sonny Corleone. Oh, no, mob Scion? Scion?
Scion. He was the oldest son, the one that got caught shot.
No,
at the
I know who Sonny is, but I had never heard that word before. That's probably just bad on me.
That's a newspaper word, like estranged.
Oh, okay,
or
got it.
Baffled.
Or mushrooming. That's what they say about Andrew Cuomo's scandals.
He's embattled.
He bragged about his sexual prowess during a strategy session with staffers. Yikes. Imagine Monday morning. You're like, did anybody bring in donuts? And then Andrew Cuomo starts telling you about his sex prowess. Ugh. The Godfather incident took place shortly after Cuomo, the elder son of late Governor Mario Cuomo, was elected state attorney general in 2006. A former associate reportedly described how Cuomo enthusiastically described his power to intimidate people under investigation who visited his office.
Grace, am I the only one who's asking the question, if he had such great sexual prowess, how come his Kennedy wife took up with a polo player?
That is
a scion of a McDonald's fortune.
Okay, so this is what Cuomo bragged about. I loom over that table, Cuomo reportedly said. In their minds, I'm Sonny Corleone, and I'm capable of anything. Not capable of saving all those people in the nursing homes, but that's for another day.
Did you see the other Cuomo story?
What?
What Joe Biden said he admired about Cuomo in 2015?
Oh, no. What?
Joe Biden reportedly said at some sort of a fundraising event that he admired Governor Cuomo's enormous stones, shall we say.
But did he say stones or did he use a different word?
He used a different word.
Ugh! This is turning into a very pervy segment. So now it says, during his first term as governor, Cuomo reportedly interrupted a strategy session about the Occupy Wall Street protest movement to boast about his ability to see around the corner of politics, as well as his skills at performing a certain kind of sex. And a person.
How come he didn't see this one coming?
Yeah, I know. It's like the dog psychics at the Biden administration. They could see everything, but they couldn't see Major biting anybody. The three-term Democrat also reportedly accused an aide of going easy on female journalists for personal reasons. He said, now I'm only saying this, Howie, because for the context sake, I guess he said, you banging her? The aide recalled being asked. That's bad. Oh, and Cuomo also reportedly insulted an unidentified male official in 2019 with a crude reference to transgender people. You'd be a good-looking blank if you got a good set of blanks. Oh my gosh.
That could be that.
That
no,
could be
you
it.
You can't get away with that.
No, that's where we draw the line. Yikes.
No, sir.
Howie, you're going to have to get McKay to print this out. Oh, and it mentions Kerry Kennedy. Wow.
She apparently didn't appreciate his sexual prowess as much as all the other women he was allegedly being.
Oh, no. And he also reportedly vented to his campaign team about an event celebrating the Jewish holiday. Oh, my gosh. Howie, you got to print this out. I'm not going to read it fresh here because I'm not sure exactly what it contains. I'm getting nervous as I read. But yikes. These are bad comments. Add it to the list.
He's single and ready to mingle.
And it's like, now we kind of understand why he was such a disaster.
This is how dumb he is, though, that he admires Sonny Corleone, who gets ambushed at a toll booth because he's such a hothead nitwit.
I know.
Look what they did to my boy.
It's true.
I don't want his mother to see him like this.
I love Sonny because I think he's the cutest, and I think that he was the funniest in the movie, but he's definitely not like the brightest. He's definitely not the one you want to grow up to be like. He also cheats on his wife in like the opening scene in the wedding.
Oh, my God. Oh, by the way, tell people how good Covfefe is, Grace. You love it as much as I do.
I love Covfefe. So I am a huge coffee drinker. And after working for Howie for 6 years, Howie, you'll be proud to know I now take my coffee black. I don't use anything in it, no sugar, no anything. So when you drink your coffee black, you really appreciate a good blend. And the dark roast is so delicious. And I just love it. I drink it every morning here.
Yeah, check it out. What is it? Do you Covfefe?
Doyoucovfefe.com. It's Covfefe. Make sure you guys check it out.
And
great packaging.
Check out the coffee and check out the mugs too. The mugs are great.
That's it for me, Howie, but I'll have McKay print that off for you so you can
read
the rest.
Thanks, he will. Yeah. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you are going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you are going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergy, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing," unquote. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it, it is well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. And many use it to remove pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basement smells, tobacco smells, or any other unwanted odors.
It's great with the smells, Howie, and as you've said, with the allergies too. Not only am I allergic to pollen this time of year, as I get older, I'm more susceptible to that stuff, but I think I'm also allergic to our cat as well. But since moving the Thunderstorm, one of the units from downstairs to upstairs, I've been doing a lot better.
Oh, that's good. And the cat's very happy about that too, I'm sure.
She doesn't care about anything.
You need the Thunderstorm, or the cat needs the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie, and you will save an additional $10 off the sale price and free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Now, immunity doesn't have to be perfect to be protective. It could be that possibly someone who's had COVID like myself, could they be reinfected? There are very small numbers of it, but guess what? Almost none of them are really getting sick. You're not reading stories of, oh my goodness, thousands of people being reinfected and they're in the hospital and they're dying. Those stories don't exist.
Exactly. Thank you, Dr. Paul. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, if only Sonny had bought that easy pass, he never would have been killed in the hail of bullets. I know. Someone else says, I hope you guys aren't all judging us on the Cuomo family as Italian-Americans. After all, we did give you Antonin Scalia. No one is judging all Italians on the Cuomo family. But they are a loathsome lot, aren't they? Anyway, 844-500-4242. Border Patrol agents are still putting out press releases about who they are arresting. This is going to end at some point, I would think, very shortly. This is from the New York Post. Border Patrol agents arrested two gang members, one with the brutal MS-13 outfit, and a number of illegal aliens who'd been charged with sexual offenses in separate incidences in Texas and California over the weekend. They arrested a 41-year-old man who had illegally crossed the border into California Sunday evening about 18 miles east of Calexico. Criminal records showed that the Mexican man was a PISAS, P-A-I-S-A-S, gang member with felony convictions for grand theft, robbery, evasion, and reentry of a deported felon. This according to a release from CBP, Customs and Border Protection. He was ordered deported to Mexico back in 2004. He now faces a sentence of up to 20 years. On Saturday, Border Patrol agents near the border station at McAllen, Texas, detained a man from El Salvador whose criminal records show he's an MS-13 gang member. He's in federal custody. Agents later that day at the same station, this is McAllen, Texas, nabbed a man trying to evade the checkpoint and discovered he'd been arrested and convicted of first-degree aggravated sexual assault in Bergen, New Jersey. That man had been sentenced to 9 years in prison. At the Fort Brown border station near Brownsville, Texas, agents picked up Nelson Guzman Gomez, who'd been convicted of aggravated sexual assault on a child under 14 years old in Houston, Texas. I'm Howie Darr.